from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
this is Voice of Indonesia with the news first headline. Indonesian President urges ceasefire in Ukraine in Gaza at G20 summit. Indo-Pacific Endeavor 2024, strengthening strategic partnership between Indonesia and Australia. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto urged an immediate ceasefire in the conflict areas of Ukraine in Gaza and Palestine. The statement was made by Prabowo while speaking at the first session of the G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, Monday local time. Antara State News Agency reported on Tuesday, President Prabowo said world economic problems cannot be separated from geopolitical dynamics, including ongoing conflicts. President Prabowo affirmed his support for southern countries and urged all G20 members to take concrete steps in dealing with the current conflict in order to achieve peace and stability. According to the president, peace and stability are the main conditions for overcoming global challenges such as poverty and hunger. He also urged G20 countries to utilize their collective strength to strengthen multilateral efforts in resolving this conflict. The Royal Australian Navy's warships HMAS Adelaide and HMAS Stuart anchored at Tanjung Priok Port, Jakarta on Tuesday. The presence of the Australian warships at Tanjung Priok Port is part of the Indo-Pacific Endeavour 2024 mission, which signifies the increasing of strategic partnership between Indonesia and Australia. This was said by the commander of Indo-Pacific Endeavour 2024, Commodore Michael Harris OAM, to the media at Tanjung Priok Port, Jakarta. Michael Harris also said Indonesia is one of Australia's closest partners.
So as I said, Indo-Pacific Endeavour is our flagship regional international engagement activity for the region. As it's articulated in our national defence strategy, which was released this year, we're committed to working with countries of the region to make or progress a peaceful, stable, prosperous region that is respectful of sovereignty and international law. So this week we're here for Indo-Pacific Endeavour, where we will conduct subject matter expert exchanges with personnel from the Indonesian Defence Forces. We'll be conducting activities involving humanitarian disaster response, military law, military medicine, gender peace and security, and it's a two-way exchange of information between the two countries to further our very close relationship.
Commodore Michael Harris OAM also explained this ship visit marks the official end of the joint exercise Keris Womera, a joint exercise between the Indonesian National Forces and the Australian Defence Force. Michael Harris said Indo-Pacific Endeavour 2024 provides an ideal opportunity for Indonesia and Australia to learn from each other and continue to strengthen the partnership between the two countries. Chairman of the Indonesian Football Association, Erick Thohir, appreciated the performance of the Indonesian national team after winning 2-0 over Saudi Arabia in the sixth match of Group C of the 2026 World Cup qualifiers for the Asian zone. The match took place at the Gelora Bung Karno Main Stadium, Senayan, Jakarta on Tuesday. Quoting PSSI.org, after the match, Erick Thohir expressed his pride for the hard work of the players, who were desperate to get points and keep Indonesia's chances of qualifying. The Garuda team obtained a crucial victory thanks to two goals scored by Marcelino Ferdinand in the 32nd and 56th minutes. In the next match, Indonesia will travel to Australia on March 20, 2025 and host Bahrain on March 25, 2025. Next, we have the Indonesian Trade and Economic Office again presented Indonesia's best coffee beans at the Indonesian Pavilion at the Taiwan International Coffee Show 2024 Coffee Exhibition, Taipei City, Taiwan. The largest coffee exhibition, which took place from November 15 to the 18, featured a variety of coffee-based products such as coffee beans, coffee brewing equipment, and supplies. Head of the Taipei Indonesian Trade and Economic Office, Arif Sulistio, was present to inaugurate the Indonesian Pavilion. The Indonesian Pavilion presented four specialty coffee producers and distributors from Indonesia: Java Halu, Chess, EOE, and Domba Coffee. Indonesian Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries is collaborating with Norwegian authorities to increase the capacity of quality testing and food safety of marine and fishery products. The cooperation is also to level the playing field with Norway in the digitalization of trade in fishery products. Quoting Antara's report on Tuesday, head of the Marine and Fishery Products Quality Control and Monitoring Agency, Is Hartini, explained, the issue of quality and food safety is currently an important part of global trade in various commodities, including fisheries. The governments of Indonesia and Australia discussed strengthening collaboration between the two countries through the Indonesia-Australia Partnership Program for the Economy Prospera. The program focuses on digital governance and human resource development. The discussion was represented by Minister of Administrative Reform and Bureaucratic Reform, Rini Widiantini, and Australian Ambassador to Indonesia, Penny Williams. Rini Widiantini said in Jakarta on Tuesday, to strengthen the existing collaboration, her office requested Prospera personnel who can intensely collaborate with the Ministry of Administrative Reform and Bureaucratic Reform to discuss technical support on various topics such as bureaucratic reform, public services, and digital government transformation. We end the news with United Nations Special Coordinator for the Middle East Peace Process, Thor Wensland, warned that the humanitarian situation in Gaza will become catastrophic with the onset of winter. Wensland, in a briefing to the UN Security Council on Monday local time, addressed the catastrophic situation in Gaza, especially in the north, with massive displacement of almost the entire population and widespread destruction. The UN official also addressed the situation in Lebanon. He once again called for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, as well as sustained and coordinated diplomatic efforts to reduce tensions in the region. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Well, listeners, today's commentary comes to greet you with the title, Supporting Children's Right for the World's Future. The global community commemorates World Children's Day every November 20th. This annual observance stems from the adoptions of the Declarations of the Right of the Child by the United Nations General Assembly in 1959 and the Conventions of the Rights of the Child, UNCRC, in 1989. According to UNICEF, the UN agency dedicated to child welfare, children's rights are unique focally human rights. These rights are non-negotiable and universal. Yet, in many parts of the world today, children's rights are misunderstood, neglected, or even actively violated. The theme for this year's World Children's Day is Listen to the Future. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres emphasized in his message the shocking reality that many children still suffer from hunger, lack access to education, and are deprived or even the most basic healthcare services. In Indonesia, children receive special attention from the government. The nation also observes National Children's Days annually on July 23rd. However, this attention should not remain confined to ceremonial commemorations. What really matters is the sustainable fulfillment of children's rights in every aspect of their lives. The ambitions to realize a golden Indonesia by 2045 heavily depends on the current quality of its 88 million children. One key initiative to fulfill children's right and ensure they grow into high-quality human resources is the provisions of free nutritious meals. This program, spearheaded by President Prabowo Subianto's administration, is slated to commence in January 2025. Several regional governments have also devised free education programs for their residents. These government-led initiatives must be complemented by active participation from all societal layers. Every family naturally aspires to provide the best for their children. This involves not only meeting basic needs like food and clothing, but also guaranteeing their access to education, adequate health care, protection, freedom of thought, and a sense of security, all of which must be collectively ensured by parents, communities, and the government. Children should also be actively engaged in their family and community environment. Equally critical is instilling in children from an early age the understanding that their actions and achievement today will shape not only their individual futures, but also the future of the nations. This vision can only materialize if their rights to peace, health, and safety are fully upheld. Listening to children's aspiration and meeting their needs will determine the quality of the future. Ideally, children will grow to contribute positively to their surroundings, their nations, and the global community. Investing in the fulfillment of their right is therefore an investment in the world's future. Happy World Children's Day. That was commentary.
We begin today in history with the event on November 20, 1945 about the Battle of Ambarawa. On November 20, 1945 in Ambarawa, Central Java, a battle called the Battle of Ambarawa began. This battle, which lasted from November 20 to December 15, 1945, involved the People's Security Army, led by General Sudirman, fighting against the British Allied Forces and Nika. The Allies initially came to Indonesia to handle Dutch prisoners in Magelang and Ambarawa. However, with the help of Nika, they armed former prisoners to fight against the Indonesian people. Heroes like Gatot Subroto, Lieutenant Colonel Isdiman, Surono Rekso Dimejo, Lieutenant Colonel Sarbini Martodiharjo, and Colonel GPH Jatikusumo also played important roles in defending Indonesia's independence. Next, November 20, 1946, about the death of I Gusti Ngurah Rai. Colonel I Gusti Ngurah Rai was an Indonesian hero from Badung, Bali. Ngurah Rai, along with his Ciung Wenara troops, fought their last battle known as Puputan Margarana. In Balinese, Puputan means an all-out fight, while Margarana refers to the battle in Marga, a village in Tabanan Regency of Bali. In this battle, I Gusti Ngurah Rai was killed on November 20, 1946. The Indonesian government later honored him with Mahaputra Star and posthumous promotion to Brigadier General. His name is now honored as the name of Bali's airport, I Gusti Ngurah Rai Airport. We end today in history with November 20, 1954, about Universal Children's Day. On November 20, 1954, the United Kingdom initiated Universal Children's Day to encourage all nations to promote the welfare of children worldwide. Following this event, the United Nations declared the rights of children on November 20. On the same date in 1989, the United Nations adopted the Convention on the Rights of the Child. In 1990, Universal Children's Day was officially established by UNICEF and is commemorated annually on November 20. That's today in history from Voice of Indonesia.
kau tawa.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Today's My Indonesia highlights Indonesian and Croatian Religious Affairs Ministry strengthen cooperation in religious affairs. The Indonesian Religious Affairs Ministry received a visit of the Croatian Grand Mufti or Muslim Masihah Chairman Aziz E.F. Hasanovic at the Indonesian Religious Affairs Ministry in Jakarta on Monday. The meeting aimed to tighten bilateral relations of Indonesia and Croatia in religious services. That was stated by the Indonesian Religious Affairs Deputy Minister Muhammad Syafi'i on Tuesday. According to him, the momentum was to establish cooperation, especially in education, Islamic culture, as well as peaceful and tolerant religious life. Quoting the report by the official website of the Indonesian Religious Affairs Ministry, the deputy minister also said the meeting was in line with President Prabowo's directives to strengthen international cooperation at regional and global level. This was welcomed by Mufti Hasanovic, who said the bilateral meeting was to synergize various activities such as conference, seminar, and discussion on religious sciences. Besides, Mufti Hasanovic also appreciated the Indonesian government's effort in maintaining diversity through a human and tolerant religious approach. Meanwhile, at the same occasion, Indonesian Religious Affairs Ministry's Director General for Islamic Community Guidance, Kamarudin Amin, added, in the meeting, the ministry also introduces the role of Majlis Taklim, Islamic Religious Instructor, National Da'i Council in maintaining diversity in Indonesia. Kamarudin said, the Da'is were provided knowledge by the Pancasila Ideology Development Agency, National Resilience Institute, to have a strong nationality to maintain national stability. The Croatian Grand Mufti Muslim Masihah Chairman Aziz E.F. Hasanovic also held a meeting with the Grand Imam of Istiqlal Mosque and Indonesian Religious Affairs Minister Nasaruddin Umar. In the meeting, Hasanovic admitted to learn from the Grand Imam of Istiqlal Mosque, mainly on interfaith dialogue. He also said to learn from Indonesia's attitude towards Palestinian independence while following Indonesia's moves to maintain the independence. Mufti Aziz E.F. Hasanovic said many cooperation can be established, namely in sciences, culture, economy, and halal. He added the Croatian government supported the rights of Croatian Muslims. That's today's My Indonesia from Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Indonesian Wonder takes you to southern Lombok, Indonesia, which is known for its beautiful and stunning beaches. And one of its gems is Selong Belanak Beach. This beach is located in the central part of West Nusa Tenggara, famous for its crystal clear water and soft white sands. The beach is located about 60 kilometers south of Mataram, with a steep and winding road, followed by the charming Mangkung village. Afterwards, you'll arrive at the entrance of Selong village, where this hidden paradise awaits. What's interesting about this beach is that the underwater part is sandy up to 15 meters from the shoreline. Apart from the sand, Selong Belanak is notable for its two types of wave. The western side of the beach has big waves, while the other side offers soft waves, making it ideal for both international and domestic surfing enthusiasts. Behind the beach, there is a row of seafood restaurants with a variety of fresh, local dishes. If you plan to stay longer, the beach also provides lodging facilities, ensuring a comfortable visit. Listener, the local community charges no fees to get a delightful experience in Selong Belanak. All available facilities are free of charge. From Mataram, it takes about 1 hour to travel by motorcycle. Although the road is fully paved, public transportation is unavailable in the area. For the best experience, consider hiring a travel service or renting a car or motorbike to reach this breathtaking destination. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you. di kota kembang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dear listeners, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a segment that introduces you to Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the Indonesian language. Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, the Overseas Service of Radio Republik Indonesia, and the Language Center and Development Agency at the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is
Di Pulau Sangalaki. Di Pulau Sangalaki,
which means on Sangalaki Island. Stay tuned. You will listen to a conversation entitled
Penyu-penyuan. Penyu-penyuan,
which means turtle toy. The conversations took place between Chris, an Australian vlogger, and the conversations officers on Sangalaki Island. Brau Regency is Kalimantan province. Chris tells us that he has never held a turtle before. Let's listen to their conversations.
Pulau Sangalaki ini terkenal sebagai tempat konservasi penyu. Di sini, pengunjung, terutama anak-anak, bisa berinteraksi dengan tukik atau anak penyu.
Seru ya? Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
After listening to the conversations, I will introduce you to some vocabulary related to today's material. I will pronounce it slowly, and you can repeat it after me.
Waktu kecil. Waktu kecil,
which means childhood.
Saya. Saya,
which means I.
Hanya. Hanya,
which means only.
Bisa bermain. Bisa bermain,
which means can play.
Dengan. Dengan,
which means with.
Penyu-penyuan. Penyu-penyuan,
which means turtle toy.
Dari plastik. Dari plastik,
which means from plastic.
Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Which means, when I was a child, I could only play with plastic turtle.
Pulau Sangalaki. Pulau Sangalaki,
which means Sangalaki Island.
Terkenal. Terkenal,
which means famous.
Sebagai. Sebagai,
which means as.
Tempat konservasi. Tempat konservasi,
which means conservation site.
Penyu. Penyu,
which means turtle.
Pengunjung. Pengunjung,
which means visitor.
Anak-anak. Anak-anak,
which means children.
Berinteraksi. Berinteraksi,
which means to interact.
Tukik. Tukik,
which means hatchlings.
Anak penyu. Anak penyu,
which means turtle hatchlings.
Seru. Seru,
which means fun. In the conversations, you hear this statement.
Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Which means, when I was a child, I could only play with plastic turtle. In this statement, the word
penyu-penyuan, penyu-penyuan,
means a toy that resembles a turtle or simply a turtle toy. In Indonesian, to express the meaning of a toy that resembles or imitates a certain object, the word that expresses the object is repeated and given the suffix "an". For example,
mobil-mobilan, mobil-mobilan,
which means a car toy or a toy that resembles a car. Now let's listen to the other examples, the words that mean imitations of object in other sentences.
Mobil-mobilan, mobil-mobilan,
which means car replicas or car toy.
Anak-anak senang bermain mobil-mobilan. Anak-anak senang bermain mobil-mobilan.
Which means children like to play with a car toy.
Rumah-rumahan. Rumah-rumahan.
Which means toy's house.
Ibu membeli rumah-rumahan untuk anak perempuannya. Ibu membeli rumah-rumahan untuk anak perempuannya.
Which means mom bought the toy's house for her daughter. Singalaki Island is located in Berau Regency, East Kalimantan Province. The 280-hectare island is home to hawkbills and green turtle conservations. The island is a habitat for hawkbill and green turtles because these turtle species favor sandy beaches as nesting sites that are free from sound and light sources and human presence. Before closing, let's speak Bahasa today. For more clarity, let's listen to the example conversations once again.
Pulau Sangalaki ini terkenal sebagai tempat konservasi penyu. Di sini, pengunjung, terutama anak-anak, bisa berinteraksi dengan tukik atau anak penyu.
Seru ya. Waktu kecil, saya hanya bisa bermain dengan penyu-penyuan dari plastik.
Listeners, that was this week's episode of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia with the conversations entitled
Penyu-penyuan. Penyu-penyuan.
Which means turtle toys. Hopefully today's topic is useful for those of you who want to know more about the Indonesian language. We meet again with more lessons. I'm Daniel and my colleague
Ranov.
Thank you for your attentions.
Sampai jumpa.
Betapa bahagianya hatiku saat ku duduk berdua denganmu. Berjalan bersamamu, menarilah denganku. Namun bila hari ini adalah yang terakhir, namun ku tetap bahagia. Selalu kusyukuri, begitulah adanya. Namun bila kau ingin sendiri, cepat-cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih. Bila nanti saatnya telah tiba, sama mu dalam terik dan hujan, berlarian kesal.
cepat-cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih. Bila nanti saatnya telah tiba, ku ingin kau menjadi istriku, berjalan bersama dalam terik dan hujan, berlarian ke sana kemari dan tertawa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Banjar, South Kalimantan, Indonesia, called Uma Abah or Mother and Father. The song Uma Abah is written by Anang Ardiansyah, a singer and songwriter specializing in Banjar songs. As the title means mother and father, the song tells about parents' struggles and sacrifices for their children. Despite feeling the hot weather and the physical toll on their bodies, the mother still goes out to earn for a living, while the father continues to work through heavy rain and thunder. The song Uma Abah also expresses about the child's love to their parents, where the child is willing to bear the parents' exhaustion and hardships. The child also asks for a heartfelt prayer to God to forgive their parents' sins for the unconditional love they've given since childhood. Well, listener, here is the song Uma Abah by Raja. Happy listening.
Rasa rakai tulang hingga sampai kepinggan, mangilik nanang galuh caramin matanya. Uma batulah mencari akan rajakinya. Sambung hujan lebat arus deras wan galumbangnya, awak basah kedinginan di tengah sungai. Abah malunta baluma tentu pakulinya. Abah batulah mencari akan rajakinya.
More tangan Abahlah melindungi. Ampuni ya kan dosa umatwan Abahku. Ampuni ya kan dosa umatwan Abahku.
Sanja kuning lu